Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my God, how Freezy eggs, how much more can we take? You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. I tell you what, you know, I just begin to feel like 110%. I'm like, all this universe shit that I'm doing with Abraham Hicks is working. I'm manifesting. Things are great. And then my mom calls me and tells me she has kidney cancer. Great. Anyway, I teased it. I told you guys, you know, I had a family announcement and that I was in Maine this week for something going on with my mom. She had a major surgery, and how much I am missing Schman and KJ. And that is the announcement. So we've kind of been dealing with this for probably since February. And I'm really sorry, but I guess maybe the longer I go along in life, you know, I share basically everything, probably too much on this show, all about my life. I mean, if you've listened to this podcast in going on 6 years, I mean, it is truly a crazy path of ADD, like ADHD. You know what I'm saying? We've had co-hosts. They've come, they've gone. They've gone on to do other things. They're making snacks. I mean, we've had people from our past. We've had the Kane Show people. We've had, you know, I mean, people married to chandeliers. I mean, it is everything on this show, right? And all of my business highs and lows, the decision to move to LA, being in DC, getting married, having a baby, having a miscarriage, you've heard it all. So this will just be like another chapter. But in February, and this is good, I always love to disclose, which I did with my molar pregnancy miscarriage, like everything I possibly can, in hopes that it helps you, your family member, just know the signs and symptoms for any health issue and go to the doctor immediately. But Mama Frege is 74. You guys know, I mean, 14 years ago now, she, when I was on the Kane Show, probably 2008, 2009, she had a brain bleed, a stroke. She had a kind of this tanglement of, you know, I guess, I don't know if it brain stem cells or whatever that kind of got bunched up, and then she had this brain bleed. So they considered it a stroke. Then she had breast cancer 7 or 8 years ago. She beat that. She had full mastectomy on one side. And, you know, they took a bunch of lymph nodes or whatever. She did chemo. She did radiation for that. You guys remember that was like 2014, 2013, 2014, like right after I'd left the Kane Show. And so she got through that. She's been chugging along, doing great. A couple years ago when the pandemic struck, we found a blood clot in her aorta. That's been really steady. Nothing seems to have come of that. She's like on blood thinner. Last year, KJ's born. The week she comes to visit KJ, KJ is like 8 days old, 5 days old, whatever. She calls me from her hotel. Oh my God, I think I'm having a heart attack. I'm in so much pain. Okay, so I whip my C-section body up. I'm like, I'll be right there. Drive, you know, we're out in Leesburg. I drive to the hotel, call 911. She was having a gallbladder attack. She had to have her gallbladder out. Okay, they got that out. Then Mama Frege, I'm like, what organs do we have left to take? We're running out of them to take, okay? So I will tell you my plan for her, but anyway. So then this year, like maybe February-ish, end of February-ish, she was like telling me that she'd had some blood in her urine. So, you know, we went to her doctor, and this is where I swear you have to be so persistent. I don't know why. God, maybe somebody listening to this, because I know so many people in the medical field listen to this podcast too, like nurses. Why don't they just like run tests? I go in and I tell them I need, look, my father died of esophageal and stomach cancer. My mom's had all her organs out. Like I need the full body MRI fucking today. Like I cannot wait. This is like emergency. Look at me like I'm nuts, but they end up doing it. This is where you have to advocate for yourself. So her doctor was kind of like, well, I think it's fine. Could be a UTI. We'll do a test. We'll do like a blood test. And then, you know, I think the came back. There wasn't a UTI. She still had some blood, so she came back in. Anyhow, thankfully for my brother and my brother's girlfriend, thank God, she works in the medical field. And she was saying, no. Like, at her age, she needs to come in. She needs to see a urologist ASAP. For a 74-year-old woman to have blood in her urine and not have a UTI, something's going on. So, you know, they said, well, it could be bladder cancer, could, you know, that's what we were kind of thinking, which is terrifying because bladder cancer is a pretty tough one to treat from what I know now. And anyway, thank God, I was like on the phone call. They were doing like a scope or something, like inner bladder. There was nothing there. So they said, well, you're going to need basically a CT scan, blood test. You know, we're going to have to see what's going on. So they find a tumor in her left kidney. And thank God it's relatively small, and the tumor, but it is, and it's low grade, which essentially means the tumor, and again, she just had surgery this past week, so it's being sent to pathology. But as far as we can see from the biopsy that was done, it is low grade, which is good because then the chances of it returning are extremely low. And it was relatively small, maybe 2 centimeters, something like that, which I guess in the realm of tumors in the kidney is on the smaller side. And, you know, you would think, I would have thought kidney cancer would be way more serious than bladder cancer, but this is why I'm not a doctor, you guys, and I'm a podcaster that talks about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, all right? So this is why. But I guess with the kidney, the thing with a kidney is if you have kidney cancer, you just take out a kidney. And especially if it hasn't advanced, it's even easier. So she had her left kidney out, the ureter, which is like the tube that goes down to your bladder, and then they closed up the bladder. So that surgery was on Thursday here in Maine. I originally was going to bring KJ with me, and thank God I didn't. A lot of people in my life talked me out of that, which was good because my mom really, really needed the help, but is doing in remarkably, remarkably well. So I came to Maine on Wednesday. She had the very successful surgery on Thursday. Thank you, God. And then now has been recovering in Maine, and I have been playing nurse. So that is why I put up a post and I said, I'm missing my boys so much. I'm missing Schman. I'm missing KJ. And oh, you guys, it like completely broke my heart. But the first night I was here, we were staying down in Southern Maine where the surgery was, in a hotel or whatever. And so we had dinner, and so we wanted to FaceTime KJ. And you guys, when he saw my face, he started to cry. I couldn't do it. I was like, oh my God, how can I leave my baby? This is just so heart-wrenching. And of course, Schman says, I said, Schman, you know, he knows that I'm not there. He's like missing me so much. And Schman goes, I guess. Or it could be I just took his toy away and he's unhappy. I'm like, Schman, really? Okay. I'm having a moment here with my son who has bonded with me through the iPhone. And you think it's a fucking toy? Thank you, Schman. Anyway. But I am very lucky. People messaged me after I put that up and they said, you're so lucky that you have Schman, that you have a guy that, you know, a good father, and you feel like you can leave him with KJ. And I said, I do. It's true. I really feel so. I thank Schman and KJ every single day that they're in my life, because I couldn't do so much without Schman. Ladies, when you've got a good one, definitely. I mean, because believe me, I tried to break up with Schman so many times because I was like, you're not hot enough. You're not rich enough. You don't have enough of a personality. And then, is that like all the major things? Should I still have broken up with him? I don't know. No. And I was like, I'm not ready to settle down. And then I realized what a great guy Schman was and how lucky I was. And I was like, holy shit, I better get my act together. I feel like it's like the show on Netflix, Ultimatum. Like, Schman gave me an ultimatum. He's like, I can't take this drama anymore, so you got to make up your mind. And then I was like, let's get married. And I guess Schman like went along with it. So I don't know what that says about Schman, but here we are. And thank God we have a good relationship and a good marriage. And we work at it all the time by going to therapy every month. So I do feel great about leaving him. And my mother-in-law is there, and my brother-in-law is helping out. So thankfully to them, I feel like we're in good shape. And then I'll head back to LA this weekend. But I appreciate so many messages of prayer. And I just, I hate putting these things out now because it's like I really, I'm sure it's a control issue. I'm sure because, and I know you, a lot of you guys listening, you've lost a parent, maybe both parents, or you have a parent that's sick. It's like you just kind of hold on, like you hold your breath and you sort of tell like the immediate people around you. And I'm a big believer in prayer. Like my mom has a friend that does the rosary for her and like other sick people every day and swears it works. Like I'm into that. You know what I mean? I still to this day, this is so superstitious, but it's true. And I totally believe in God. But like you guys gave me, people way back in the day that have followed me will know this, but I bought my first big girl bag when I was on the radio show, right? And a big girl bag is basically like a bag that's over $1,000 that you pay for yourself. So I bought this like Louis Vuitton, huge like luggage bag. It was just so ridiculous. I still have it and I absolutely love it, by the way. I bought my big girl bag. And then right after I bought my big girl bag, you guys might remember this. I like lost my license for essentially so many speeding tickets. I had to like ride a bike to work and then someone stole my bike. I don't know, like a lot of other things happened. And I lost my, I contested to try to get my license back, to even get a provisional license to drive to work. They refused. They told me I could like, you know, drive with friends. It was so awful. So you guys, people had sent me like their lucky tokens, like things that had brought them great luck in their life. Somebody sent me a rabbit's foot. Someone sent me this really cool, I should post it and see what it means. Like a really cool Chinese, I don't know. It's, I'm trying to even describe it. There's something inside of it and it's like a sewed envelope. I don't know what is inside of it, but it brought me great luck after that. I rub those chimes together. I have a lucky ring that my grandmother gave to my mother, that my mother gave to me. I pray to that. Like I bring a shrine out. And so I don't know, with recent life events, it was like why I never told anyone we were pregnant till like 22 weeks. Cause I was just like, I have to be so sure about it because I just can't take this anymore. I'll start to get emotional. But anyway, I just think with my mom, like I know so many people who've lost like both their parents and, you know, I just thank God. Like I've had so many good years with her and we're best friends. And so like I just take that with me like every day because I know you guys know if you're dealing with a sick parent or you're close with your parents, it's just like, it's everything. It's your parent, your best friend, your family like legacy. Like when both your parents are gone, it's, you know, your family matriarch and patriarch is like they're just a whole new generation. So I just remain positive because I thank God every day. I'm like, I've had so many good years with her and so many times we weren't sure that she would make it. And here she is. And, you know, maybe she's an experiment in how few organs you need to just, you know, she'll be bionic, I guess. It's really what it comes down to. So oh, if you have a good relationship with your parents, you are so blessed. Never take them for granted. Never take them for granted. You are beyond lucky. And yeah. Oh, like I don't want to cry. I cry every time. Like I cry on so many of these podcasts. And it's funny because I just put up on my social media because I'm here in Maine. And I mean, the one blessing of like not having KJ is I think I've recorded 1,800 fucking podcasts. Like I get so much done. It's so amazing. But anyway, where was I even going with this? Like, I feel like I've had like so much going on. My mind is a sieve. Anyway, I've recorded like all these podcasts. I cry on every podcast episode. I do. I cry on every podcast episode. And I say to myself, I'm not going to cry. Like people have to think, what the fuck? But I was saying, because I've had extra time, I put out on my social media, like I haven't done an AMA in 1,000 years, you know? So I said, all right, what do you guys want to know since I've moved to LA? Like, you know, Schman and I made that announcement. I've had like job announcements, updates. Like, what do you guys want to know? The questions are so good. And I'm going to do a whole podcast just on AMAs because I love sharing with you, you know, all my insaneness of my life. And you can take with you what advice I've gotten and what's worked for me. And, you know, we're all cherry picking. Cherry pick what works for you. Try it, experiment. If it doesn't, move on to some other advice. But anyway, so I had so many good questions on this AMA that I'm going to read. And if you, I think there's still time you can submit if you have like a question for me. But a lot of them were like about my life and about Mama Farage. And oh, and one was really good. The moment that how do you stay positive when you have so much amazing kind energy? And it's like, I feel like behind the scenes, I'm probably not as positive. Like I've gotten better because I've really done a lot of spiritual work over the past like 6 or 7 months. And I got to tell you, which seems counterintuitive to what I do, but I've stayed the fuck offline. Like you guys know I'm obsessed with TikTok. Like I'm done with Instagram. I know a lot of people that listen to me and like kind of my original following is there. So I continue to post and I'll do some original content, but I'm so done with Instagram, totally done with Facebook. Like, I don't even fucking care. People are like, launch a Facebook group. I'm like, why? I hate Facebook. No. Like, I'm so done with social media. So I think getting off social media, having a child reprioritizes your life 100%. And I think we all know a lot of people and creators and podcasters that come on. And it's just like, they just dump every negative thing. And I'm like, there's so many bad things happening in the world. And still, I'm like, yeah, I always have drama going on in my life, but compared to what it could be, you know, being in the Ukraine, like all that kind of uncertainty, like this is nothing, you know, being hungry, being like, you know, that is something to put online, but I don't want to be like every time something happens, I'm like, oh, my life, you know? So I try to be positive because I try to put out stuff that I want to see. Funny. Yeah. Like, okay. Job rejections, like all that stuff. Because I think if you're real about it, which a lot of people are not, but if you're real about it, it gets people, you know, to realize that for most of us, we're in a marathon, not a sprint. I always say it's the 90-10 rule. 90% of us, it'll take us most of our lifetime. You'll be 40, 50 before you find great fame, great success, all that. You know, for 10%, they're the ones that become famous when they're 23, or rich at 23, or we all have a friend at 30 that's like a multimillionaire. But that's like the 10%ers. 90% of us, it's a slow burn. So I'm a slow burner and I like it. And I know the best years are ahead. And I'm very fortunate. I've never struggled with mental illness or depression or anything like that. And I know that's a tough journey. So I think I'm so grateful to have a sound mind. So every day now I'm like, I'm going to talk about my favorite TLC shows in the most positive way I can, because yes, these people are insane, but I love them. And I think it's so great that they put their lives out there. And I'm going to talk about my own crazy life and give my husband a hard time. And absolutely. Am I looking for an agent for my son so he can be on the Mickey Mouse Club? 100%. Like, and do I want like the Rolls Royce SUV? 1000. Am I planning to buy a house in Beverly Hills? Absolutely. Can I currently not even afford a home in like Redondo Beach? 100%. But you know what I mean? It all comes together. It all comes together. So anyway, there's my life update. I wanted to talk about a couple of pop culture things that are happening. Also tell you about some other shows that are coming up this week. Of course, you guys know I finally, after years of, you know, being a jack of all trades and a master of none, have committed to a schedule on this damn podcast. On Mondays, I talk to anybody that I want. Yesterday's show was talking to my friend David Yontif, who I do a podcast episode about Bravo News with every single week. And it was the Ashley Darby, Michael Darby divorce. I'm not over it. I'm a complete sucker. Like, I really thought they were in it to win it. I thought they were madly in love. I'm so depressed about it. I, of course, know them personally. I'm not like we're BFFFFFF, but we are friendly. And I am so sad to see that. So if you want to catch yesterday's episode, you can do that. Tomorrow is all TLC talk. You know, we have a new season 9, second episode of 90 Day Fiancé. I'm going to break it all down for you. So much good drama on that. So much good drama for the Welcome to Plathville premiere, which will happen May 17th. A lot of people kind of being web sleuths already have clues that Ethan and Olivia have separated. I'll give you the scoop on that. Some other big news, too, for some of the cast members of I Love a Mama's Boy. It's so darn juicy. And also 1,000 Pound Sisters. There's some really good dirt for 1,000 Pound Sisters, too. So I do that. Yeah. Mondays, or I talk to whoever I want. Tuesday is my personal life update. Wednesday is always TLC Talk. And then I now do 7 days of Sarah. So every single day you get a new podcast episode, and some of them are my highest downloaded segments. I now can tell like the parts of the show that you love the most. And oftentimes I isolate those and I put them out so you can digest and just have a great 10-minute podcast episode every single day. So there you go. Just subscribe to The Sarah Fraser Show everywhere podcasts are played. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 5-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Let's thank a few of our sponsors. Organifi. Have you gone to my adorable Organifi page? Hello, Organifi. It's Organifi.com/TSFS. My little page is there with all my favorites because I'm digging their green juice powder. 20% off your entire order, your next order. Green juice is amazing. It's a refreshing superfood to reduce stress and start your day off right. I put it in my smoothie. I love it. Schmann is absolutely addicted to their protein. He says it's really good protein powder. They're vanilla flavored, 20 grams of protein and digestive enzymes. If you're not feeling any of those, no worries. They have different sort of powder formulas for everybody, and they're all derived from organic ingredients. I'm talking Pure, which is a brain-boosting superfood blend for memory, focus, and clarity. Red Juice, if you want to replace your Red Bull, replace it with Red Juice, which is a great afternoon pick-me-up. And I'm sure the company doesn't recommend this, but you could always add vodka, you know? Organifi, O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I .com/TSFS. Right there, order from my page and get 20% off your first order. BetterHelp. You know, this week we're doing a trifecta of taking care of your insides, taking care of your mental health, and then also taking care of your personal, like your basically your vagina health, like your vajayjay and ding dong health, right? Okay, so it's sexual health. We're doing the trifecta here of all of it. BetterHelp can match you with a therapist as early as 48 hours. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com. Of course, I'm going to give you my code. You can subscribe to that and then start a regimen with BetterHelp. BetterHelp will have therapists that you might not even have in your area. You can get online. You can have text access to them. Whatever you need, it is right there for you. BetterHelp is helping millions of people, and they are actively also looking for new therapists. So you might even... maybe you're a therapist that wants to connect with BetterHelp. You can do that as well. BetterHelp.com/TSFS. You are going to get, which is 10% off. Sorry, 10% off. It's BetterHelp.com/TSFS. That is BetterHelp. Join over the 2 million people who have already taken charge of their mental health and get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/TSFS. Also, Dame products are a new sponsor to the show, and it's all about sex toys. Yes, please, you've come to the right place. Look, we love to get off. Ava is their first and most iconic product. It is the first hands-free couples vibrator. I have to get this for Schmann. Designed to enhance partner play without getting in the way. Yes. Aloe lube. Thank you. I feel like I'm like just, you know, just squeezing an aloe plant and then putting it on my vajayjay. It's kind of like that. Aloe-based lubricant formulated for the vagina's pH. It can be used for bodies and on toys. And then sex oil, which is an all-natural full-body massage oil formulated with arousing ingredients. That's just some of the products they have. But go and check out their amazing sex toys. Use my code TSFS for 15% off your entire order when you go to dameproducts.com. Dame Products designed its hands-free toy Ava specifically for couples, and it nestles close to the body and stays pushed with just a finger so you and your partner can focus on the intimacy. Oh my God, get all the deets about their products. Go to dameproducts.com and then use code TSFS for 15% off. All right, let's talk about a couple of pop culture things that I've been so anxious to discuss. First of all, if you haven't seen the Anthony Bourdain Roadrunner documentary, now I'm a hot second late on this because it came out in the summer of 2021. But now it's on CNN Plus. So it just was released on CNN Plus. Now, I don't know one rip who has CNN Plus. I don't even know how you even get it. I guess you go online to CNN. I don't even care. I'm not getting it. But I paid for Amazon. I bought the film because I've been so anxious. And I wanted to... This documentary was produced by the same person who produced 20 Feet from Stardom. Another, like, incredible... These documentaries are not even like documentaries. They're so... I just can't even tell you, like, they're so artistically created. They're amazing. Morgan Neville is the one behind it. He also did Won't You Be My Neighbor, which was about Fred Rogers. Just go see this. I'm going to do a whole breakdown of this documentary. It is insightful. It is tragic. It is beautiful. It's about blooming late in life. It's there's so many mysteries about the Anthony... Mysteries might be the wrong word, but there's just so many things about the Anthony Bourdain suicide that don't make sense, but also make perfect sense. It is phenomenal who talks in that documentary. It's so good. Also, if you're as confused as I am, I've kind of half in, half out been following the Johnny Depp trial with Amber Heard. Now, of course, I've loved to follow it because it's going down in Fairfax. I hear so many people are trying to get in the courtroom every day. I hear people are trying to snap pictures of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard everywhere in the VA area. If you have any, by the way, if you have any exclusive video of him or of her or a picture, text it to me. Okay, well, DM me at the Sarah Fraser Show on on Instagram. But I've half watched this, I've half not. To me, I don't know about you guys, but I thought these two people were toxic to begin with. I feel like she's as bad as he is and vice versa. I know it's like she said he like abused her or whatever. She got an $8 million settlement she was supposed to give to charity. I don't think she sent one lick to any charity, which I think all of us could have told you because nothing's happened with her career since. And your lawyer fees have to be now in the millions, you know? So it's like, yeah, of course she's not going to send that money to charity. And the whole thing is a shit show. It's like, so why is Johnny Depp doing this? There's a great breakdown that I wanted to give you, just like a summary real quick of this. So Johnny Depp is reportedly doing this because he feels he's been damaged by a Washington Post article that Amber Heard wrote a couple of years ago, and she never used his name, but it was obviously implied and everybody knew, right? So he says that he feels like he's greatly let down friends and family members who thought that he physically abused her, which he completely denies, even though they both were batshit crazy. I mean, they were shitting in beds. He half severed his hand and then started like painting and writing on the walls. Okay, what drugs are you on to do this? Like what? A lot, apparently a lot. It's happening in Virginia because of the Washington Post. That's why. Amber Heard, you know, alleges that he physically and sexually assaulted her on multiple occasions before and during their brief marriage. Oftentimes when she said he was blackout drunk, Heard's allegations of substance abuse have been grossly embellished. That's according to his attorneys. So Johnny Depp and Amber Heard met on the movie set of The Run Diary in 2011. Never knew that. Then they ended up dating a couple of years later. Their marriage fell apart pretty quickly, according to most sources. They both were drinking and drugging. So that'll probably do it for a marriage right there. And then the whole thing that kind of sparked this was an infamous flight, a private flight in 2014 from Boston to L.A., where Heard alleges that Depp, like, took oxycodone pills, was blackout drunk, and then, like, abused her, like, punched her, hit her, all that stuff on that private jet. He is denying most of that, but does admit that he, like, took oxycodone and alcohol, and then he, like, closed himself in the bathroom to get away from her. Now, the funniest part about this has been all the TikTok videos, essentially. All the TikTok videos of all the funny lines that he has said. And I absolutely love this. Asked whether he drank whiskey in the morning, Depp responded, I mean, isn't happy hour anytime, which has been viral on TikTok. Asked whether he ever gave pills to musician Marilyn Manson, Depp conceded. And he said that he once gave Manson a pill to get him to stop talking so much. These are so good. Asked if he ever even saw his Pirates of the Caribbean movie, The Curse of the Black Pearl. He said, no, I didn't see it. But, well, the film did pretty well, apparently. So he's, you know, there's just been some really funny moments. You know, they've asked him about drawing penises on paintings. You know, he's responded, drawing a penis on a painting was not the first thing on my mind, when he was talking about, like, one incident where he, like, allegedly hit Amber Heard. I got to tell you, this is my prediction hat. And I'm a psychic that's right only like 30% of the time. I think he wins this. I think he wins. The tides have changed. I think people are realizing we went through a phase. And look, I'm team ladies. Everybody should have their story heard. Not everybody should be believed. But I think that she has really, I think people are like, yeah, women can be nuts. Women can be as crazy as men. There you have it. One last story, because I've followed this and it continues, because I guess this part shocked me. Chris Rock's mom is speaking out for the first time. Chris Rock's mom said about the Will Smith slap at the Oscars. Rock's mom says that Chris has never heard from Will Smith. And now at this point, it's been, what, over a month? I don't think that Chris Rock is suing him. I don't think. But I don't know. Maybe there's no, like, maybe you can still sue within a year. I have no idea. But anyway, she said that basically she couldn't believe it. She thought, like a lot of us, that it was completely a stunt at first. Then when Smith went back to his seat and yelled the obscenity of, like, keep my wife's name out of your motherfucking mouth, she knew it was real. She texted Chris. Chris had said he was okay. And then to this day, they've never received any apology or acknowledgement directly from Smith. That doesn't that seem weird to you? Doesn't Will Smith seem like a stand-up guy that would call? Seems so odd to me. Anyhow, and she said, really, when Will Smith, like, slapped her son, it was like she got slapped. She just said it was just so devastating to see. And from what I know now in the tabloids, Will Smith is in India meeting with like a famous kind of guru guy that he at least had a meeting with recently. And we haven't heard any more than that. Jada Pinkett Smith is getting ready to relaunch. And I think even the first episode did drop of Red Table Talk. And that was it. So a little update. All right, you guys, love you so much. Thank you for all your prayers and good vibes. I always want to give them back. I adore you all. You can follow me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show and IG the same place.